to share with you a story about a young fellow. He was about 13 or 14 years old. He was over in Germany with his parents. His dad was in the military. And one of the rules of the household, they lived off base, but one of the rules of the household was that on Saturday mornings, the parents got to sleep in. I don't care what you do in the morning, you can watch cartoons, you can go outside and play, but he said his parents slept in, do not disturb them. Well, this one particular Saturday morning, he got up, he went out into the kitchen and fixed himself a bowl of cereal, came out into the living room, sat down to watch Saturday morning cartoons. So that'll tell you how old he is, because I don't think they have cartoons on Saturday mornings anymore. But he sat down, started to watch the TV, and he looked down at the coffee table in front of him, and there was a Gideon Bible laying on the coffee table. And he looked at that, and he said to himself, he said, "Self, that was not there last night. Where did that come from?" He did not know where the Bible came from, but he did pick it up and he started to read through it, and it caught his attention, and he realized that there was something in here for me, and he continued to read through it, and over a period of time, he did eventually become saved, and then also in the interim, his parents had moved back to the United States, and he'd grown up, went to college, to a lawyer school, became a very prominent lawyer down in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and he had gotten married, and while he was in his practice, he felt the call to go into the ministry, and he did so. I don't recall which seminary that he went to, but after he graduated from seminary, he had a few churches down in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and also in the South Carolina area. Well, in 1999, Keith Richardson moved to Clarion, PA to become the senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Clarion, where my wife and I attend. And Keith and I got to know each other over the years and became good friends. And I have the honor and privilege of knowing someone that went into the ministry because of the Gideon Bible. And one of the things that he focused on, he believed, you know, in the youth, and as you know, Clarion is a college town, and he did focus a ministry onto the college students. And if you stop to think about it, that Christianity is one generation away from extinction. If we don't take the time to teach our kids about the love of Jesus and about who Jesus is and about the Bible, where are they going to hear it from? They're not going to hear it out on the streets, that's for sure. Not in college campuses, not in high schools anymore. They will hear it, yes, in church, but unless they see it lived at home, it really doesn't mean anything to them. They need to see it lived at home as well. So, excuse me. So, it is important that we are able to get the word out to our youth and to the young people. Now, these Bibles and Testaments are distributed by the Gideons, as you know, which is a group of professional and businessmen and their wives, and it was organized in 1899 by a group of seven men at a YMCA in Waukesha, Wisconsin. There was a gathering place for traveling salesmen, and these men were traveling salesmen, and they realized that they had a common faith, and they were meeting on a regular basis at this one particular location, and they sort of banded together, and that's how the Gideon organization was formed. Well, today, 122 years later, there are over 300,000 Gideons worldwide in over 200 countries speaking over 90 languages. And since the Bible Testament program began, there have been only over 93 billion Bibles and Testaments that have been distributed. It was close to 92 million last year alone, and if you stop to do the math, it's about 3 per second on the average. So, if you stop to do the math, you don't need to do it right now, but maybe you whiz kids back there that like math, you can calculate how many scriptures are being passed out during this hour that while we're here. The purpose of the Gideon ministry, as is the ministry of this church, as a Pastor Roy and people and lay people and as people like you, is to share the gospel so as to lead people to Christ and to salvation. And to do that, we team with churches such as Christ Our Rock Bible Church, and we do this through prayer, personal witnessing, and distribution of scriptures. I'd always wondered for a long time what the different colors were, because you see the different colors that are passed out and so forth, and the orange ones are the ones that we pass out at the high schools and at the college campuses and so forth. the orange color, I guess, so they can see in the bottom of their knapsack so that they recognize it whenever they're rooting through there. But this is one of the testaments that is passed out. The camouflage colors are for those that are in the military. They're usually passed out at boot camp or something of that nature. Do we have any veterans that have served? Nobody? Okay, well, they do a good job, and I'm glad that they served so that we have the freedoms that we do have. And the white ones are for the medical community, for the nurses and so forth. They can kind of slip it in their pocket, and they can have an easy access to that. And then also the brown ones are the personal workers' testaments. And then the ladies' auxiliary use this testament. What color is this? Did I hear blue? No. This is periwinkle, okay? According to the ladies, periwinkle is a flower, not a color, but they call this periwinkle, and that's what the ladies' testament, the ladies used. And after I had done some speaking in Darlington a couple weeks ago, a lady had come up to me afterwards, and we got to talking and so forth, and she explained that she was with the church. She had grown up in the church. She had been saved, but she had drifted away from the church and away from God. And as she grew older, she sort of felt the need that something wasn't quite right. And she was away on a trip and wound up staying at a hotel. And as you know, the Gideons always try to place in a little nightstand in the Bible there. Well, one night as she was out at this hotel, she found a Gideon Bible in there. She started to read it again, and it touched her heart. She rededicated her life to God, and now she's very active in the church and in the ministries in the church where she attends. So God has a way of reaching people to whom it is intended to receive the scriptures. And I know, and you have heard too, stories where people have picked up a Bible and they set it down. They were not interested in it. Someone else has picked it up. They started reading it, and that was impact, and it had impacted them. And there was a story of this young lady by the name of Terry Hensley. She's about 25 years old. She had three kids. She'd been divorced twice, and she was very discouraged, very distraught. And one afternoon, she was sitting up in her closet. She had a gun in her hand, and she was about ready to pull the trigger, and she cried out, and she said, "God, if there's some reason that I should not end my life right here, right now, you need to do something." And at that point in time, she heard the door slam downstairs, and her little boy came running into the house, and he said, "Mommy, Mommy, where are you? I got something to show you." So she dried the tears from her eyes, and she set her gun down, and she went downstairs to see what he wanted. And he said, "Mommy, somebody gave me this book at school today. Can you read this to me? What is this?" And it turned out to be a Gideon Testament. And as she sat down and read through the scriptures and started to read some passages to her little boy, she doesn't recall exactly where she was reading, but that touched her at that point in time. And she realized that God was the answer to her problems. And she concludes her testimony by saying that if it had not been for that man that had given that book, given that testament to her little boy, that she would not be here today. Since 1908, the Gideons have been a missionary arm of your church. Although it might not be a specific line item in your budget, you do support the Gideons through the gift card program, and I'm sure you're all familiar with it. It's in the back there. I did reload it. They've come up with some new cards that are interesting and cover about every application out there. But when you use the gift card program, then you are being a witness to, you are being a missionary to the individual that receives that card and receives the Bibles that are being purchased through that donation. Now, I don't have the stats for Armstrong County, Butler County, but I do have the stats for last year for Clarion County. And last year, even though it was a COVID year, giving was down a little bit, but Clarion County Camp last year received $30,355 in donations for the testaments and the scripture program. And I do want to point out that the donation that you give towards the Bible or the Testament, 100% of that does go to that purchase. So all of the expenses that the camp incurs comes through our donations and or through our dues, not from the Bibles themselves. But what I wanted to point out to you, just so that you see how you are witnessing to, how you're being a missionary to other individuals, is that now these testaments themselves, they cost us $1.20 to have them published. And on the average, well, obviously in the United States, it's a one-on-one sort of a thing. But in foreign countries, these testaments are shared on an average by six people throughout the community that these are distributed in. And I've heard stories of, you know, they will get one testament and they'll pass it on and pass it on. And an average of six people will read the testament that have been given out, especially in the Far East and in the third world countries and so forth. And I've also heard stories where they will read through the book of Matthew and they'll tear that book out and pass it on to someone else. And then they'll read Mark and then they'll tear that out and pass that on. But as I said, on the average of six people get to see this on worldwide. Now, these being $1.20 a piece, that offering that was given to Clarion County of $30,355, that allows us to, or would, did allow us to purchase 25,296 people. So you are reaching out to over 25,000 people on the face of it, but whenever you look at the fact that these are shared by at least six people around the world, you are being a witness to, you are being a missionary to 151,775 people. So it's more than a one-on-one exchange, if you will. Now, the Bibles themselves that you see in the hotels and motels, and unfortunately it's getting to be a little bit more difficult to put them into the hotels and motels because with this wave of political correctness and so forth, the owners, and I do used to do a lot of traveling, I still do some to a certain extent, and a lot of the hotels and motels now are starting to be owned by people of the Muslim faith. So to see a Bible in your average hotel is getting a little bit more rare. I've gone into hotels where there have been no Bibles in there. I've gone into hotels where there's been a Quran in the room, but no Testament. I was down in Camp Hill several years ago, and I stayed at this one hotel for a conference. And I always, whenever I get to the room, I always try to look for the Testament, you know, because I, or the Bible, and I use that for my Bible study the next morning. And I didn't find a Bible, but I did find a Quran. So the next morning when I checked out, asked to see the manager, and I said, you know, where's the Bible? I found a Quran, but no Bible. And he sort of hemmed and hawed around and said he'd check into it. Well, the next year I was back at the same location for another conference. After I got checked in, I started looking through the drawers and I didn't find anything. And there was no Bible, there was no Quran. Was not my goal to get rid of the Quran. The goal was to put the Bible in the room so that people could at least compare the two and at least have the scriptures there to read so that they could read the truth. But back to point, the $30,355 that we received last year at $5 a piece for the Bibles, that would have allowed us to buy 6,071 Bibles. So you're reaching out to 6,000 people. Now, the average lifespan of a Bible placed into a hotel is about 6 years. And during that 6 year period, one Bible has the tendency or the potential to reach 2,300 people in its lifetime in the hotel. So if you look at that, the 6,000 Bibles that we were able to purchase, you are being a witness to, or you being a missionary to, 13,963,300 people. So it goes more than a one-on-one. It goes beyond here. It goes beyond the community. So I was speaking at a church in Warren not too long ago, and I had shared this information about how we were able to, or how you were able to reach out being a witness to. And a guy come up to me and he goes, do you remember the musician Ray Bolts? And I said, yeah. And he said it was a song that he had written back in 1988 called Thank You. Do you remember that song? And it reminded him the fact that you're reaching out to all these people. It reminded him of that song in which Ray was saying that he had a dream that he went to heaven. And a stranger had come up to him to say, thank you for giving to the Lord. And he said, well, what do you mean? And he goes, well, you taught Sunday school every day, and you prayed every week, and that you taught us to pray every day. And then one day that you prayed, I accepted the Lord. And that was a life that was changed. There was another fellow that had come up and said, thank you. And he said, even though you had little money, you gave to the missionary. And I was one of the listeners of that missionary. And he became saved because of that missionary. So that he was a life that was changed. So that these little things that we don't really think about here, heaven notices that. And that's how lives are changed, by our participation and our helping with these programs and with the Bible cards and so forth. In addition to the Bibles and so forth, there are other programs that the Gideons have. One of the things, this has been around a little bit now, it's called the Life Book. And in it is essentially a study program made for the youth. And what they have done is they took a scripture. Now this particular book is about John, and they put out a survey to a bunch of teenagers, and they took their answers and they incorporated them into this to develop a study or a discussion group, if you will. So these are free to the churches. You can, all you have to do is write in or get a hold of your Gideon representative, and he can get these for you. Another program that they have available out there is called Friends of Gideon, something that's relatively new too. You don't have to join the Gideons to participate in this program, but that's another program. And if you want to become a Gideon, you just have to be an active member in the church, a businessman or professional, and your wife is willing to join as well, so we've sort of worked together on that. But one of the newer things that they have come out with is called the Bible app, and I put some in the card rack back there, and that's essentially for one of these devices that I'm still learning how to use. But you can download on the back, there is a code that you can download, and you can download the Gideon Bible. They do have several different translations, English Standard, King James. They also have it, I think there's like four or five translations that you can download, and you can even download it in various languages, from English to Spanish to Arabic, even Japanese, Chinese, and so forth. So there are new ways that you can reach out. And what I've been doing, whenever I send out thank you cards for those that have been donating, I just sort of include one of these, and it's a good way to minister as well, that you can share that with other people. So what I'd like to ask you for is prayer for the ministry as God's word is spread, and pray that God's word will reach those to whom it is intended. As I said earlier, God's word will reach those whom it is intended, and to reach the next generation, as they will not hear of God unless given the word and discipled and setting the seed. So I do want to thank you for your time this morning. If you have any questions or anything about what I've said, well, feel free to talk to me afterwards. And again, I want to thank you for your time.